Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again. We say it every time through these boardroom chats. God has been so good and gracious.
You know, we call it a chat, but it's a podcast. You know that. Podcasts are very popular now. We've been doing it a long time.
And so these are podcasts.
Technically. Okay.
How I got the name Boardroom Chat was from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, reading history, and he had fireside chats. You know, at the...
A chat.
Yeah, and I thought...
And we were doing chats before we had the boardroom chat. You would do the live chats, actually, from the TV studio before we even began these.
Yeah, and it was just such a blessing. Hallelujah.
Not as regularly.
Yeah.
This one's weekly.
Well, I really thank all of you for taking your time to watch it.
Yeah.
I hope you tell other people about it, because we say things that you need to hear. Not that we're smarter than you or not.
Well...
But see, revelation knowledge, Kathy, is not intellectual knowledge.
No.
A lot of people think it is, and that's why great ministers of the gospel, really, they try to deal with it in an intellectual way, and I believe in intellect, don't misunderstand, I believe in academics, but when you have revelation knowledge, it comes to the spirit and not to the mind.
Right, it's God breathed.
That's right, it's a God breath.
Yeah.
And when you understand that, that's why you can read some things in the Bible, you think, well, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Because you see, your intellectual knowledge says that can't be done.
Yeah, it's just information, but then it moves to another level of inspiration.
And revelation.
God and revelation.
And manifestation.
Hallelujah.
And all them other stations. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Tune into the right station.
So I want to talk about something that everybody wants to do.
Okay.
And what stops most of it is intellectual knowledge. Mm. Let me say it again. Revelation knowledge is totally different from intellectual knowledge. Intellectual knowledge comes from the mind. You study and doing different things. Revelation knowledge comes from the very mind of God himself into your spirit. Then you have to transform your mind to understand it and walk in it and receive what it has. So if you got your Bibles or your iPads or your telephone, whatever you use for when you're reading scripture, go with me to the book of St. John chapter 6. There's a question here that people are asking Jesus in verse 28 of St. John chapter 6. I'm reading out of the King James Version. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? That question has been asked for millenniums.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do the works of God? Now, the only way you're going to understand it is listen to what Jesus says. And in verse 29 is where I want to go. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent.
Mm-hmm.
See, you think in miracles, healings, salvations, those are all great. Those are great works of God, raising the dead, casting out devils, homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological thought, intellectual activity. And that's all parts of that. Those are just actually minor parts of the work of God. The work of God is to believe whom God had sent. And that's Jesus Christ himself. As God Almighty, as a person, as a friend, and that what he says is, not might be, I don't know. You never know what God's going to do. So it makes no difference. You mean to tell me we have the power to raise the dead? Yes, Jesus did that. But he didn't raise everybody from the dead. See, you have to have revelation knowledge on who to deal with at that particular time if that comes your way. I want to read verse 28 again and 29. Kathy, you break in anytime you want. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Now, verse 30, they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou? See, everybody's always looking for some intellectual knowledge, some physical thing that they can put their hand on. No, you just simply believe on Jesus Christ. People ask me all the time, but Jesse, you seem like everything you touch prospers. That is correct. I don't mean that pridefully. But the reason why is because I believe on Christ as a person. And then by believing on Christ and by developing in my faith, and let me tell you how you raise the dead. You're not going to do it right away. You have to develop in all these attributes. But what you do every day is put Jesus in your mind and believe on him. Because God sent him. He's God manifested in the flesh. He's not a religion. Actually, he's not Christianity. He's Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Do you see that? So when you believe that, now this is so simple, you need a good theologian or a scientist or a lawyer or a doctor or a therapist or whatever that may say, well, I know that sounds good, but. You see, what they're doing is saying, I know Jesus said that, but. Or that was in his day and not today. Well, there's another scripture, Jesus, that is, it says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that's covering the whole spectrum of time. Just believe on him. That's the kingdom. That's the work of the Lord. And then as you go through your life, you run across situations that you have to work and to do that. Now, I want you to hold your place right there and go to St. John 14. Then, Kathy, we're going to discuss this. St. John chapter 14. It says in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Here we go again now. Believe also in me. It's so vitally important to believe in Jesus, the person. All the other stuff is chopped liver. Call it what you want. That'll come to pass. Let me say that in verse 1 of St. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now go to verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Notice the me, 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 me. Me, me, me. I can't say it enough. He's saying that all the time. He that believeth on me. Watch this. The works that I do shall he do also. Okay? And greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. Me, me. In other words, well, I want to raise the dead. Well, develop your faith like his faith was developed. You got to come as a child. You've heard me say this many times. Children are born believers until you teach them to doubt. They have to learn to walk. Most babies crawl before they walk. In other words, it's development till you get to that point. But that baby who can't walk and can barely crawl could become an Olympic champion outrunning everybody on the track. How is that done? By development. See, I want to read that again. St. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Now, doesn't that coincide with St. John 6, 29? This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Then it says, if you do that, you'll do the works that he does and greater, because I go to my Father. This is so simple. Now, that is revelation knowledge, not intellectual activity, range and research, or mind development. That's revelation, revealed knowledge. And when you understand that, God will, you develop yourself and you will walk the walk that Jesus walked, talk the talk that Jesus talked, and do the things that Jesus did. What do you think, Kathy?
I love that. And if I may go back to John chapter 7, no, chapter 6 is where you were. Chapter 6.
Yeah, 6, verse 28 and 29.
Verse 28 and 29.
You're going to read that in a different translation?
No, it's pretty much the same. It's so clear, even in the King James. You can't misunderstand unless you get a theologian to help you.
Well, intellectual knowledge.
Like you often say.
Intellectual range of research, induction, and reasoning.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't coincide with the Word of God. To understand this Bible, you've got to have revelation knowledge.
Well, you have to understand it by your spirit, with the Holy Ghost helping you to understand it, because a lot of this was on the surface. In fact, when Jesus told this to these people, he had just fed the multitudes.
Right.
Then he went in the boat across the lake. They said, where is he? Went and found him.
Right.
And they in fact, this is what I love in verse 26. I just want to back up a couple of verses. And because they came to him asking, how did you get over here? How did you even get here? Because they knew how they didn't watch him. They didn't follow him. He had crossed the miraculously across the sea. Anyway, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. So he had just fed the multitudes the day before. And he says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. And then he said, then they said to him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? They want to know how they can produce all those loaves, how they can get prosperity, yeah. basically, because
right.
he fed the multitudes. That was a good work.
Kathy, they're more interested on the work that he on the miracle that he does instead of who
he is. They were
is.
Looking at the results rather than what caused the results.
Right.
So he told them what would cause that result, which was in verse 29, which you read, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God hath sent.
Let me make it so simple.
So believing is the work of God.
Right. How do you know we're going to be on a boardroom chat? You can't, you that are watching overseas, wherever you might be, you can't see us, you can't smell us, you can't, hear us, touch us. We're not in the realm of your five senses. Five senses is intellectual knowledge. Like I'm touching this table. Revelation knowledge. But because it is comes from the Spirit. Now watch this. But you will go find us online, on social media, because you know we're going to be there. Understand what I'm saying? Why? It's been revealed to you that we have something to say that you need to hear so you can do what you called to do. This is so simple. Just simply believe. When God tells me to believe for something huge, let me give you a prime example. We got two big projects we want to do. It's going to cost $20 million. $20 million is a lot of money. All right, God told me this. I hadn't seen it yet, but it's coming. You have a $20 million donor. And I'm thinking, how much? Now that's the intellect kicking in. How much? God don't ever say, how much? When you ask him something, oh, man, that's just too expensive. We can't. How much? No. So why that would take care of this. See, the way I believe, because I just believe him as a child, why do you have to wait to get the finance to do the thing when you should have the finance before you do the thing? Why not have that in reserve, buffer, call it what you want? Because most people don't say, and there's nothing wrong with raising money. I have no problem with that whatsoever. You know, present a project and have people give to it. I've done it before myself. That's not the issue. But then as my faith begins to develop more, I can believe for it before he tells me the project. That's believing on the person whom he has sent. Just believe on me. This is the work of God. Everything I do, I've been rawly criticized because of the airplane we fly. Now, why? Because God said, I want you to go all over the world. Well, does commercial travel go all over the world? Yeah, but it's very hard to get there on time, the schedule that I got to do. Let me give you a prime example. I want to take this out real quick. Kathy, here is this is our Voice of the Covenant magazine. We've sent millions of these out. We're going to Australia. Now, let me show you something here. Where's the page for Australia on this thing, Kathy?
It's the first one? Right at the cover.
Okay, let me get my glass, and I want you to see this. The time frame that I've got to get there. Well, first, I got to fly there. And I start off first in Brisbane at the Rhema Family Church.
What's the date on that?
That's May 28th, but that's at 7 p.m. But that same day, I've got to preach for Kenneth Copeland's ministry staff and Jerry Savelle's ministry staff.
Which is a private meeting.
For them.
In the morning.
And I think I'm going to do a podcast. Okay, that's the 28th. The 29th is Canberra. That is Seven Streams International.
Canberra.
That's at Seven Streams International Church. Notice, it's less than 24 hours. Okay. Then the next day, the 30th, I go to Melbourne. Less than 24 hours. The next day, I finally get a date. I got to cross the whole continent of Australia to Perth. And I'm going to be preaching at Victory Life Center. Pastor Margaret Court.
Sunday morning, you and I.
Sunday
both
morning, both of us.
8 a.m. and a 10 a.m.
Then I got to cross the continent again and be in Sydney on June the 2nd.
Right.
At Awesome. Ain't that a wonderful name for a church? Awesome Church.
And it's not just us. We're bringing our team with
us. Yeah.
We have
The
Australia staff that'll be with us.
Well, first things
there.
First, the commercial traffic can't do that for me at the time frames that I have because I'm ministering during the day in one place. A different place at night, all kind of different things. We try to fill the schedule up so much and so we can get this gospel out. Now, how can you do it? Oh, we don't charge churches when we come. What? We don't give them any expenses. You have any idea how much this is going to cost me? I'm going to tell you. It's going to run about $125,000, $130,000, maybe more. That's okay. Why would you say it's okay? Because I believe on him. He said he would supply all my need according to his riches in glory. That's revelation knowledge, not intellectual. Oh, I wonder if we're ever going to make budgets. We don't even deal with budgets. We have a budget because that's good business sense to know how much you're spending. But budgets cost you something, and vision brings you something. See, I'm trying to get you to understand revelation knowledge here. Believe on him whom he had said. That's the work of God. Then all the miracles, healings, whatever you believe for, a house, car, children. What, you know, some people say, I can't have kids. Yes, you can. Genesis says to be fruitful. Your gynecologist says you can't. Which one you believe in? Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Revelation knowledge, intellectual knowledge. Which one you want? I don't deny what the gynecologist is saying, that you have, what they call that, endometriosis, and it discards your womb, and no way you can have a child. I mean, he's going by what he sees. Okay, I understand that. But we're not going by what we see.
Right.
We're going by
what we
revelation
believe.
Knowledge. This book, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue.
Right.
You can't, that's not here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not physically here in the heart. It's in my spirit. Hmm. That's the work of God.
Yes.
Then when I pray for people, boom, God heals people, ministers to people.
Because you believe and they believe.
That's right. Two of you agree. This is what I wanted to talk about today.
That's so good.
Believing on him whom he had sent. Me. I love that. I went to all those scriptures. And you have to understand that. But you can't hardly tell anybody that you're a Jesus believer. What do you believe in? Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm Episcopalian. I'm a Presbyterian. A Church of God, Church of Christ, Word of Faith, Full Gospel Assembly of God. I mean, there's so many of them, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of confusing. We're the ones that are right. They're not right. Catholics. Protestant, no. See, that's intellectual activity. That's range and research. That's induction and reasoning. And that causes a fight and a war. Mm-hmm. It's the same way with people with skin color. Mm-hmm. No, you are a human being. Human red. I don't care if you're brown, white, black. What's the other colors?
Red, yellow,
whatever. It don't. That has nothing
it's
to
like
do with
song.
Who you are. Because the real you is not this. It's this.
True.
That's who you are. See, right here. And when you understand that, see, then it's very simple to go do the works that Jesus does, and greater works than these shall he do, because he goes to your Father. Then you developed yourself so much, then you go to St. John 14, verses 12, 13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. You don't even question it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Not that you get the thing, that the Father's glorified in the Son. Then he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Glorified in the Son. Who's the Son? Me. Believe on the person whom he had sent. Am I saying this correctly?
I love it. Yes,
keep jumping here. Say something.
Well, you're going so good. I didn't want to stop you flow there. But I have another direction, and that I was thinking about when. But it complements it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it flow. Hopefully, you can. You can. I'm gonna read the scripture.
All right.
I know you can glean something from this.
Sure, I can.
But John chapter 3 talks about a man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus in the night.
That's where they got the show Nick at Night.
Do they still have that show?
I don't know.
But he came to him and he said this in verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God.
Right.
For no man can do these miracles that except thou doest, except God be with him. So basically he's talking about the works that Jesus did. God must be with you for you to be able to do these works. And what do you think Jesus answered him? He told him in verse 3, very famous verse, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that word see means know, perceive, understand. And so Nicodemus answered him, who was an intellectual. Dake's Bible commentary says that he was one of the three richest men in Jerusalem. Hmm.
So it's okay for a priest, a minister to have money.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently, well, you better
the
know.
The Bible's, well, why would he have made Abraham rich?
That's the blessing Abraham of God. Was the blessing of
and,
God.
And Job was the richest man in the East.
Yeah.
And God didn't say, and that was a bad thing. No, it's recorded in the Bible.
He doubled him up at the end.
The enemy's the one who tries to undermine the prosperity and the blessing of man. He's the one who wants to push people down. Anyway, that's another, you're pulling me in another direction.
Yeah.
Can you listen?
I'm gleaning.
Two seconds.
You told me to glean. I'm gleaning. Yeah.
But anyway, the point was is that he starts asking him an intellectual question when Jesus was trying to get across to him a spiritual concept. He says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Is that, what
That's
is that?
That's an intellectual.
That's an intellectual
reasoning.
Thing.
And so this is what I'm telling. This flows exactly with what you're saying. In verse 5, Jesus answered him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means you're born of the womb, the flesh, and then the spirit, which is the new birth. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. And then, I'm not going to read the rest of that, but then he says, verse 9, Nicodemus is trying to comprehend this with his intellect.
Sure.
You have to understand the things of God by the Spirit is what Jesus is trying to communicate. He expected more from this man. He was a theologian. He was a Pharisee. He was a rabbi, a member of the Sanhedrin court. So he should have understand this spiritual concept, but it was over his head.
Not necessarily. If you're going toward all this by intellectual activity, you may be a Greek scholar, a Hebrew scholar, and not even know God.
Or a Harvard scholar. I mean, really, think about it. No
it just makes sense.
But he
say amen in the studio.
Amen.
There are people behind the
camera. They're saying it. They're nodding. This is like their Bible study. They tell us this portion when we prepare these. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered Jesus and said to him, how can these things be? And I love Jesus' answers. Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master in Israel and knowest not these things? So he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that what we do know and testify that we have seen, and you have not our witness. But this is verse 12. He says, but if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? So Jesus was revealing to him heavenly knowledge, a revelation knowledge, as you said, he didn't quite grab it. But
okay, let me interrupt you here.
Go ahead.
I'm going to use Jody when she was a little girl. Let's use your child. Chris is in the studio. Let's use Sophia. George, let's use some of your children. Todd, we have several people behind the camera. When they were little, Sophia's little, she look at her mama, and her mama says something. She goes, she don't go, really? She goes, okay. They just believe you. If you walk out your house and tell your kids, hey, kids, come here. They might be in the yard playing. I'm going to take you to Disney World. I don't know. They're 5, 6, 7. They go slap crazy. They have no evidence to the fact that they're going. They just accepted your word. Here's my point. Accept his word like a child. And Disney World will come. You see, the kids run down the street if they live in the neighborhood. We're going to Disney World. They tell everybody with no evidence. Why? They received it by
faith.
Revelation.
Right.
Yeah. Revelation knowledge, not intellectual activity. They didn't question it. They just accepted it. So when you go to pray for the sick, most people say, boy, that's a hard one, Lord. Help me out to get this in here. Now you're questioning something that you ought to just do. Just say. That's revelation. That's coming from your spirit, which is far above that intellectual activity. Let me go again. Range and research, induction and reasoning. That is what he said. This is what the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. Believe me. In this world, you got tribulation. Oh, yeah. So what? Believe on me as a person. I studied and do study Jesus' life. I'm going to tell you why I'm blessed. I'm going to tell you why I'm debt-free since 1982. I'm going to tell you why in 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, I've never had a financial deficit. Let me tell you why. Are you ready? Can you handle it? This is so simple. Don't let it go. I studied his life. Ephesians 5, verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. I noticed in Jesus' ministry, he didn't have a financial deficit. Apostle Paul did. Apostle John did. Apostle Peter did. Apostle Jude did. Apostle James did. Talk about the churches. Yeah. And Jerusalem was poor and all that kind of stuff. Jesus had 12 full-time people on staff. Some were married, including Peter. He took care of them. They left their jobs and went to work for him. 3 years of road ministry, going from place to place. And God said, I could imitate that. Then you go back to St. John 14, 12. Go do the works that I do and greater works than these. That means you can imitate that. How do you do that? Believe. Once you believe, there's another level.
Right.
That's called know. I know in whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. So when you're 100 years old and you cannot perform sexually as a man, and a woman's 90 years old and she cannot perform sexually as a woman, consider not, stagger not. What does that mean? Get rid of intellectual activity.
Right.
Range and research, induction and reasoning. Are y'all getting it? I'm making this so simple. Consider not, stagger not, be fully persuaded. What's number four? Isaac.
Right.
The baby.
The work, the manifestation.
The
miracle.
This is simple. This is so simple. You know, I don't know how you can see me in Africa right now. It's amazing how my granddaughter, Meredith, will see her grandfather. If Jesus tarry and I go by the way of the grave, and she becomes a grandma and a great-grandma, she will be able to see her grandfather, me, young. You go back in my JDM maps and all that kind of stuff, you can see me with brown hair. You see me skinny. You see me fat. You see me with muscle. You see me sagging. You name it. I have went through. Don't look at me. Works on the other side too, you know. I mean, all of it.
What did I do?
You ain't done nothing. It's just true. Just thought I'd throw that in there, you know. If I'm not here next week, she kill me. But anyway, you know, you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's how
I believe Christ.
Right. That's what got the promise, the manifestation of the promise for Abraham, which you were just talking, and Sarah. And what you were quoting was from Romans chapter 4. And I know this is kind of like a Bible study for a lot of people,
yeah.
So I like to go and get the reference for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we'll be doing a Bible study in this one.
Of course. Many times we do this. In Romans chapter 4, this is what it says about Abraham. It says in verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Abraham believed God, and because he knew God, he got to know him by fellowshipping with him, and he knew that he was not a man that he should lie. He could believe his promise because he saw the manifestation, but here it was, he followed God's example. What did God do? He called those things that be not as though they were. That's how he created
the world. You followed God's example.
Did I say that?
Yes, good. That what you're saying is so simple, and yet they don't follow God's example.
And what did God do? He talked to the non-existent things by faith, and he saw the earth manifest. He saw us created. Abraham followed God's example and called those things that be not as though they were. When God said, you're not no longer called Abram, you are Abraham, which meant a father of a multitude. So every time he introduced himself to someone, he'd say, I'm Abraham. He was confirming and calling those things that be not as they were as though they were, the non-existent things into existence. And that is the force of faith. That's believing in what God had said. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God had sent and what God said.
See, yeah, you're believing me.
Me.
Not me, Jesse. Me, him.
Him. Believe him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to close right now, but we're going to do part two. If you don't mind, we are taping right now. We have to tape this so you can get it out to you. So if we're not going to change clothes.
Yeah, because we didn't get to read the testimony.
That's right.
And
we
got to
go.
That.
We got to go into part two. So I'm going to do another one back there and everything, another boardroom chat. So I want you to listen to me. Don't miss any of this. I mean, you're going to have to wait till next week to see part two because we're going to deal with that calling those things would be not as though they were. And some of that.
I have so much here. I was writing my notes.
So much more that needs to do that. Thank you, partners. for helping us do this.
Yes.
Without your faithful financial support, we cannot do this. We ask you to sow a seed today. Why? So we can reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Just that simple.
And also so that you can receive
Amen.
A return.
Yes.
We believe in sowing and reaping, not just sowing.
Right. The 30, 60, and the 100-fold return.
Yes.
If you'd like to be a donor, if you'd like to be a partner, go to JDM.org, hit the donate button, and you can give that way. You can use PayPal if you want. And that's another thing you can use. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. Or you can go to our free JDM app and select the kind of giving you want. The reason why I'm asking you to give, because when people sow seed into good soil, they get great harvests.
Right.
Or you can mail in a check like I do, you know, using post office, whatever you want to do. I just ask you to do something that we can touch someone so we can make them believe not in Jesse, in Jesus.
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And if you're in trouble, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Let me help you. Here's your answer. Believe in me. That's Jesus.
Jesus. Believe
just
in
simple.
That's
and
his
it'll
promise.
Work. Now, we're going to do another one on part two. And we're not going to change. We're just going to jump into it. So until next week, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Part two is coming to this me service, to believing in him, me. Are you ready? You'll receive it and God will honor you. Thank you, partners. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.